Well, hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Eric, what's happening, man? Always a pleasure.
I'm doing fantastic. We're just talking about kids going back to school, which is exciting times for all involved. I'm doing great. Yes. How you doing?
Ours are basically the same age, so we both get some relief at roughly the same time on that. Well, I don't know. My kid's bus comes at like 6:30, so...
Are you joking or serious? 6:30?
Well, 6:40, if I'm being truly accurate. So
I don't even want to tell you when my kid's bus gets there. So, we're very fortunate. We're the last stop before school.
Yeah, they're like the third kids on the bus. So, yeah, getting up is rough, but then we've got a nice long day of no distractions.
Well, there you go.
State-funded babysitting, if you will. And theoretically, they're learning something too. Anyway,
and development.
Yes. Anyway, we're talking today about the worst investors and how to not be one of those people. So if you take a close look, Eric, at the worst investors in society, you'll see that there are some recurring traits, some mistakes that show up a lot. I would bet that there are some people listening right now that are guilty of some of these. One of those mistakes would be trying to get rich fast.
Yeah. We always want... Everyone wants to get rich. You know, people love to ask that question. Well, you're an investment. You're a financial planner. What stock should I buy? Now, if you're asking, what stock should I buy and hold for the next 30 years? That's, you know, that's one conversation. But typically what people are asking is, what stock can I buy today that I can sell tomorrow?
I can buy a boat next week.
Yeah, make a whole bunch of money. And that's how people lose a whole bunch of money. And it's dangerous with this stuff. Again, disclaimer, I say it all the time. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. And that's, well, this person, they've got the same job as me and they live so much bigger. They must be doing something different. Or they're just broke and they're not doing anything different other than not saving at all. So, you know, whether it's, you know, should I buy Bitcoin or remember NFTs? I mean, all these things. And I'm not saying they didn't work out for some people, but if you're reading about the next hot investment tip in Money Magazine or the front page of the newspaper, that's stale news. You're probably about to lose a bunch of money. So, you know, read Warren Buffett. There's no get rich fast methodology. People get lucky sometimes, but more often than not, they get hurt.
So that's a mistake to avoid. I know a lot of people are guilty of this, operating without any sort of cohesive plan when it comes to their investments.
Yeah, and this is maybe people just doing what they thought they were supposed to do, like save for retirement, right? Okay, well, I'm just going to save as much as I can. And I worked at this company and I saved there. And then I worked at this company and I saved there. And, you know, you end up having all these different buckets of money. And we know the basics. You don't want to invest all your money into one thing. Don't put all your money into Apple stock, right? And, but also don't put all your money into 10 different versions of 10 different things with 10 different names that kind of all just own Apple stock and Google stock and Amazon, right? Because now it's confusing when it's still all in one place. You know, another thing about a plan is that, you know, if you look at 401ks these days and they have the target date funds, okay, well, that makes sense. Well, I don't really feel like I'm a savvy investor. I'm not talking about myself, but, you know, so I'm just going to buy a target date fund that says 2035. If I'm going to retire in 2035, I'm going to put my money there. But I do want to take a little bit more risk with some of the other money. So I'm going to put some of the money in the 2045 fund. But then I'm kind of feeling more conservative. So I'm going to put some of the money in the 2025 fund. And it's like they're all the same fund with different percentages of different things. And even as I explain this, I'm making it confusing. And that's not really accomplishing anything.
Well said. So
you need a plan.
The plan is what helps you avoid those kind of mistakes. All right. Another thing that some of the worst investors do is just having a herd mentality instead of thinking independently.
You got to look at, you know, it starts with a conversation, right? That's what we spend all of our days doing, is just talking to you about what's on your mind, what are you thinking, what have you done, where are you hoping to be? And that's where you begin to make sure that what you're talking about is what you should be talking about, the plan that you have. Are you the person that wants to spend all your money in 10 years, because some do, or the one that never wants to spend any of it, right? It's very specific to you. So again, it's, you know, there is some herd mentality stuff that can work out. You know, we all should have money in the bank for liquidity. But beyond that, it gets very specific into what makes sense for you, and it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing.
This kind of ties in with what you were talking about earlier with people wanting to get rich fast, but focusing only on the short term is something that can get people in trouble. That's not necessarily a short term of, hey, let me invest in something and try to get rich quickly, but also looking back, only looking at what your investments have done in the short term and making decisions based on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, is that if you look at, well, today, whatever day it is you're listening to this, even if it's the podcast, you think the market's going to go up tomorrow? Any given day, people are like, yep, nope, yep. No one knows. What about the next month? What about the next year? What about 50 years from now? Do you think the market will be higher? And about everyone says, yeah, it will be, because time, right, makes it all different. So when we shrink things down to the short term and say, oh, geez, the market's having, you know, a bad week, I should get out. No, you shouldn't. You make money in the market with time in the market. The problem is when people don't take time to plan and they take money that they need for short-term stuff and they invest it into long-term stuff. Because now, either, well, I don't really have access to that money. I'm going to create debt. I'm going to charge it on a credit card. Well, that's not good, right? So it's a common thing. People say, well, I've got this money in the bank. It's just not doing anything. Sure it is. Right? It's providing liquidity so you can get your hands on this money so that you don't have to mess with your long-term stuff at the wrong time and really hurt your plan, which is why you need a plan.
All right. Another thing that some of the worst investors do is they focus so much attention on areas that they can't control.
And this is a big one. I mean, even outside of investing, just life in general, is there so many people that so much of their time is occupied by either being upset about things, fixating on things, belaboring the idea of things that they have no control whatsoever over and are not going to be able to have any control over. So then it's for the sake of what? What's that going to do other than drive you probably a bit nutty? So, you know, you need to focus on what you can control. And there's a heck of a lot more people can control than they think. Wow, if I just had a little bit more money. You know what? Almost never is it having just a little bit more money. Maybe it's a look in the mirror saying, if I was just a little bit better with money, and then start working towards that. There's a reason people like Warren Buffett says pay yourself first, because you're going to need that money, you know. And that prior question about the short term, it's a balance of these things. I do believe you should live life for the moment, because the future is not guaranteed. At the same time, that future is probably going to happen, and you want to make sure you're going to be okay then too. So it's balancing out, you know, how much do we save for the future, and how do we want to live today, and where's our happy medium? And, you know, you'll be a lot happier as a result of trying to work through that stuff, because with a good plan, you can have control over a lot of this stuff.
Another mistake for some of the worst investors is taking market losses personally. Like, oh, that market crash was an affront to me.
Yeah, no, it's just what happens. And, you know, it's easy to say, like, I mean, everyone probably has one of these stories. It's like, oh, man, you know, I mentioned Apple stock before. Man, if it was 1983 and I just put $10,000 into Apple stock, you know how much money that would be today? Well, last I checked, no one's got a time machine, and you probably didn't have 10 grand in 1983. So why are we talking about this again? Because that's like a fun little trivia thing if you're at, like, you know, trivia night at your local watering hole. But beyond that, it doesn't matter what $10,000 worth of Apple stock in 1983 would be worth today, because even if you did have a time machine and 10 grand in 1983, I guarantee you, you would have sold the stock along the way. Because that is a bumpy ride. The longer that ride is, the more of a straight line from low to high it looks, but up and down and up and down and up and down. That's why you need a plan, because, you know, the market's probably not different. You're different, right? You're retired now. You're 5 years to retirement now. Things are different in your mind. Your need for that money is different, but it's going to go up and down, and you want to make sure you don't do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And a lot of people do.
Well said. Last thing on our list of mistakes that the worst investors make is not being honest, even with yourself, about your limitations.
I was just talking to a really good friend of mine, one of the advisors here, and we were, and his wife is a doctor. And the reason this came up is we were talking just about what, you know, when you have little kids and you're a doctor, does that make things harder for you or easier for you? Because, you know, I remember when, you know, our kids were born, you're having these conversations and you're terrified of about everything, and you're talking to the doctor, and they do this all day, every day. So they're more nonchalant. And we were talking about the fact that you know, he's married to an actual doctor, and that there was a lot of Dr. Google talk when, you know, our kids were real little, and you're Googling everything, and you're terrifying yourself because, you know, you can find anything you want on the internet.
I have a sore throat and a fever and some muscle aches. Uh-oh, it looks like I have lupus.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, I was talking about this at an event last week, is that, you know, you probably have a primary care physician. Okay, well, that's a good thing. Well, you probably have a dentist. Okay, that's a good thing. You probably have a mechanic. Need one of those, too. You probably do not have one person that is all three of those things, because that would be a scary scenario.
Quite a skill set.
Yeah, yeah. There's no such thing as being the best at everything. That's why specialty is important. When people are like, why do you work in retirement planning? Because we focus on being the absolute best at that one thing, and it's different. And for whatever wild reason over the past, over the years, it has been assumed that certain people in a relationship, well, that's the money person. Well, there is a difference between making sure you remember to pay your mortgage every month and, you know, being good at managing money. And also, no one has a crystal ball, so you don't know what you don't know. A lot of that, you know, when people are coming to sit down with us, it's to get a second opinion. It's to go in eyes wide open, because you don't know what you don't know. You know, a fresh set of eyes looking at what you're doing from the perspective of people who do this all day, every day. And I know a lot of people are guarded on that interaction. Well, you know, if I'm the one in my family that's been handling this, what if I go in there? You know, with my spouse, if this is me and Megan, what if I go somewhere with Megan and it gets pointed out that the thing that I've been in charge of in our world that I am just awful at, and I was supposed to be great at it? I mean, that would give me a heck of a lot of anxiety to do that. But that's the first step and the risk that people take, because, you know, what did we talk about before? Control, having a plan. Is that stuff is fixable. And a lot of times people are in a better place than they think they are, and they get some nice peace of mind from professionals looking at it saying, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, you've done a good job, and, you know, we'll be here in the future if you want to check in again and talk again about it. You know, and that's what the purpose of that review is. It's not, oh, this is broken and this is no good. Sometimes it is, hey, well, there's this thing here that you could be doing better than what you're doing. But it's just, again, it's a fresh set of eyes. It's having a conversation about what you've hoped for. Are you in line with that? And are you being realistic about things? But often people are doing a good job, and it's real nice to be able to tell someone that. And that's exactly what our Money Map Retirement Review is designed to do. It is to give people that peace of mind. And if there is something in need of tweaking, in need of fixing, to talk about that. To talk about that, because none of us... I say it all the time, like, none of us know what we don't know. That's why we learn stuff. That's why we talk to people. That's why, you know, and it does take some trust, and that develops over time. But it starts just with a conversation, and that conversation starts just with a phone call where you can call us to schedule that free visit, that free consultation, and that number is 1-800-705-1232, and you're going to call, and you're going to leave a message, and then we're going to call you, and we're going to schedule that time. And we'll sit down and you know, just like I sound on the show, we're going to talk about what you've done, right? The first question that I ask sitting down with folks is, tell me about yourselves. What's going on? What's on your mind? How might we help? And it starts from there. And I don't want people to be apprehensive about that conversation, because I think that everyone that walks out of that visit is helped in one way or another. So again, it's absolutely free, and it's 1-800-705-1232, and you'll leave us a message. We'll give you a call back and schedule that visit.
Again, 800-705-1232. Call or text. You can call and leave a message. Somebody will call you back during the week, or you can text. Just include your first and last name. 800-705-1232 if you'd like to schedule your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Let's suppose that you do come in for your Money Map Retirement Review that Eric just described, and let's suppose that you became a client of Johnson Brunetti. Well, that's not going to be the last time that you ever talk to the team. Certainly, there will be a lot of ongoing conversations. And Eric, I'm curious to hear your feedback on some of those periodic reviews that you have with people, because I know that once somebody becomes a client, that doesn't mean that suddenly they all behave the same way. I know you have a lot of different clients with a lot of different mindsets who see the world different ways. So I'm curious to know, as you're staying in touch with your clients on an ongoing basis, how these conversations look different with different types of people. So first of all, for somebody who's really interested in data, what do those ongoing conversations look like with your clients?
Well, and sitting here in Connecticut, I mean, we work with tons of engineers. And if you're an engineer or you're married to one, then you certainly know. A lot of organization, a lot of charts, a lot of graphs, a lot of data. And some people gloss over and they want nothing to do with those things, and then you shouldn't be talking about them. But for someone who is into it from that perspective, you know, you need to know what your number is so you can measure at the end of the year. Was it a good year for you? Were you made 6% this year? Well, for some people, man, my goal is 5%. I'm way ahead of schedule. Other people, well, I need my plan to do 7.5% or it's not going to work. So you need to know what those numbers are. And you also need to know what you're paying in fees. You know, fees are an easy target. You know, well, I'm paying 1%. Really? I'm only paying 0.5%. I'm getting a better deal. Are you? Because it's only part of the conversation. What are you paying and what are you getting? Right? You could be paying 0.5% and getting utter garbage. You could be paying 1% and having the best relationship, best thing ever. Well, now who's getting better value? It's not boiled down just to what the fee is, but a lot of advisors don't like to talk about fees. And I don't like that because how are you supposed to measure if what you have is good without knowing what you're paying for it and what you're getting for it? So I think those are important parts of that data conversation.
What about for a client who really doesn't care very much at all about data, but they're just very family focused? How do your conversations go with them in these periodic reviews?
Have there been changes? You know, I think that's part of every review is what's going on with your family. And if not family, the things that you care about. Because it is uncommon that someone says, well, if there's money left, I don't really care where it goes. People do care. You know, I've seen people leave money to the care of animals, and that's what they care most about. And then, you know, let's talk about that and let's make sure that all your different beneficiaries and, you know, if you have a will, maybe you have a trust, make sure it's all going to work as you think it's going to work, because once you're gone, you're not going to have any control over it. So those aren't the easiest conversations, but a lot of people, certainly as they age, a growing concern is my family going to be okay if I'm or when I'm gone? So those are conversations to be had now, and they are easier to procrastinate, but that's a big mistake.
We're talking about periodic reviews, what it looks like to have these ongoing conversations with clients, discussing their financial matters with people of different personalities. You're listening to Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth from Johnson Brunetti. Eric, for somebody who rarely has any specific questions or concerns, they come in for their review because, well, they know they're supposed to. How do those conversations go? What do you talk about?
Well, and that's where, you want to work with a group who's leading this conversation, because sometimes there's no changes on your end, but maybe there have been a lot of changes on our end or on the tax end or, you know, whatever it could be, the estate planning. So you've got to check in with that stuff, because even if your world hasn't changed, something affecting your world might have. And you don't want to find out about that or address it when it's too late to do so. So it is important. It's not set it and forget it. There's not autopilot. Now, I don't think people should be going in and tinkering with their accounts all day, every day either. Drive yourself nuts. But, you know, you do need to have those reviews just to make sure, even if nothing has changed, that there's not any adjustments that you need to make.
All right. So how about this? For somebody who never remembers anything about their plan, every time they come in to visit with you, it's like they have amnesia and they don't remember what's what investment is for what purpose. How do you handle those conversations?
That's our job, is to be the advisor and to be, you know, your guide on this, the person that you can call when you have a question. I mean, a lot of the calls that we get from clients are not, you know, should I buy Apple stock? It is, you know, we're going to move to South Carolina. There's this condo. It's $200,000. How do we buy it? Right? Not really like an affordability thing, but what is the smartest way to do it? A lot of our conversations are about using money, moving money, protecting money, you know, minimizing taxes on money. And every review, you know, they're called review for a reason, should start with, you know, this is the plan. And maybe we talk about this is why we set up the plan. And this is what we are trying to accomplish. And is the plan accomplishing that? So, you know, with a person who might always forget that stuff, even more important to have a review just to make sure that, you know, they're on track and not doing something that's hurting the plan.
All right, last type of person that we'll talk about here, somebody who has really high anxiety and just needs to be reassured that everything is going to be okay. I know you have clients like this. How do those conversations go? What do you do to reassure people?
The responsibility of the advisor is to help your clients, right, in retirement, enter retirement. So I don't ever like when someone comes in and they're not a client. They're like, well, you know, the folks that we work with, if you could call it that, were really excited about us and really engaged before we became a client. Then we moved a bunch of money to them, and now I can never get in touch with them. I hate to hear that. That's not how you treat people, and that's not why people need an advisor in the first place. You know, the reality when you look at this stuff, everyone has access to about the same stuff. No one has the magical investment. Now, if you ask a marketing team, you know, every marketer's like, oh, this is the best for this reason, and this is the best. Okay, fine. But people need support for all different number of reasons. And a lot of people have a lot of anxiety in retirement because they spent their whole life earning and saving money, and now they are not earning or saving money. And you know, I've said it a lot on the show, and I say it a lot in client meetings, is you did not save this money to spend the rest of your life afraid to spend it. And I've talked to plenty of folks who have advisors and say, no, you can't do this and you can't do that. And it's, come talk to us, you know, because I'm not afraid to tell someone they can afford to spend money if they, in fact, can afford to spend money. And sometimes it's the other end of it, that it's like, guys, you got to reel it in a little bit or there's going to be a problem in the future. And for some people, that's okay. That's okay if we spend all the money. That's what we're trying to do. So that's about having a plan and making sure that you're living how you want to live, because it's the balance of making sure you're okay in the future, but also you save this money so you could retire, so you could live, so you could do more of what you wanted to do. And it is an absolute honor to sit with people and help them do that.
Well, let's give folks the opportunity one more time to come in for their Money Map retirement review, Eric. So what is that and why should they do it? And then how do they do it?
It's an opportunity to have a conversation about this stuff. And I know the show, you know, we're always talking about a bunch of different things and kind of going here and then going there, you know, and that's because we're always trying to get a lot of information in not a very long period of time. When it comes to a visit, it's sitting down just to talk about you or the two of you, your world, what you care about, what you've done, and what you're thinking. I mean, I spend a lot of that, the first moments of that visit, just trying to help people be comfortable talking about this stuff. This is what we do. You know, it's kind of a taboo thing to some extent to talk about some of this with your friends, but we talk about it all day, every day. And it just starts with conversation about where are you and what does it look like moving forward, long term, short term. You know, do you have money for today or are you going to have money for later? And a lot of times that visit, it starts with that free consultation and the 14 advisors. We work together on everything. So we'll gather information, ask some questions at that visit. Then we'll sit down as a team. We'll schedule another visit with you, which we don't charge for. And that's where we'll review that money map, which is that one-page document, which I think is absolutely great. And any, you know, investment analysis stuff and, you know, stress test stuff, which sounds a little daunting, but it's not. You know, we focus on keeping things simple. We'll talk about that at that next visit and hopefully have you leaving, whether you need to make adjustments or you don't, a lot more settled with a lot less anxiety than you were when you walked in. So you can call 800-705-1232. Again, 1-800-705-1232, and we'll schedule the visit. You know, we'll give you a call back and we'll schedule that visit, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. And I promise that we make this stuff pretty simple, and we work hard to do that.
Once again, that number to call, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. That gets you in touch with the team at Johnson Brunetti. You can find a time to come sit down and have your Money Map retirement review. Get some clarity on where you need to go from here. 800-705-1232. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week right here on Money Wisdom. Have a great week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.